people can support. We will do that, but we will go out of business next June, and then we will leave it to Congress and you folks and our Indian people, hopefully, to ram through the changes and the recommendations that they can support. So I have a lot of faith, you know, because I just do. And if for no other reason than that, something I found. And the recommendations, as I can see them right now, are outstanding recommendations. To some, I have to say in all fairness, again, in an institutional capacity, you are locked in many ways by the parameters that are laid out for you. And I would have to say, off or on the record, that I understand the limitations of Congress. I work for Congress. I'm a Senate employee. I don't mind saying that as an indication of what Congress thinks of us Indians, that they ended up the most solemn type of legal agreement of all, the right to make treaties. They ended that by putting a rider on an appropriation act. So don't think I have all that much respect from the people that I work for, but they are there. And they're, right now, lacking any higher tribunal, they're about the only act in town. But yet at the same time, I respect the right of Indians and the Onondagas in particular and others who would like to resort to international tribunals, and who's to say it's altogether fitting and proper since treaties are international, and I don't know that they should be compromised by Congress. I just wanted to make it plain that the outer limits of my little world is just about as far as Congress will let me go. And then if I don't like the way it goes, I guess when I leave, I can turn around and up the end. But that is my intent. And if what we need, and I would ask for the people here assembled, is to please read it, please pay attention, please help us when we need it, because right now, the thing that can hurt us most is a yawn or the indifference of Congress. And we get a lot of that. And if everybody just called and everybody call their congressman and say, why don't you check and see what the American Indian Policy Review Commission is doing? Why don't you take an interest? That would be good for openers. And then next January, if we can lay down in front of you the kind of report that is worthy of notice, I hope that you can support it and we can get this long overdue business laid to rest, where our people are one and we're permanent. And that is my hope. So I have a few minutes at best, but I thought I wanted to get all of that out. And if you have some questions, Betty?
Would you be sure that the Indian Rights Association is on the mailing list for your task force reports?
Yes.
Please.
And if anybody will write personally to me, I will answer you personally and I will give you some materials that will be most interesting. But I will not write to you if you won't write to me. I'm spoiled. I do answer. And I have some interesting things out of the past from Felix Cole and others, are very revealing. You ask for it, I'll send it to you.
It's indicated that you have faith or you're a positive guy. How positive are you that the situation in Pine Ridge is going to really improve the changes of the guard there?
Well, first of all, it's the old joke, the only way you can go is up. That's part of it. But the other part of it is that I like the mix of Al Trimble, here's a guy who gave up a $30,000 a year plus job as a grade 15 in the Bureau and said, I'll go for broke, I'll retire, and ran for office and won. And went and supported Alameda Tribe that yet he stays with. some of the people. He carried all the districts in Pine Ridge, and he opened his, the inauguration was held up in the districts I attended. And at least, maybe it's just a lull, but right now, as a matter of fact, this morning, this very unfortunate incident that happened in Yankton with Russell Means. And some other things that happened, two non-Indians were shot in Gordon. And it seems right now the only place that is quiet is Pine Ridge. But I have faith because, well, one of the things is I know Al, and he's kind of a feisty kind of guy, and he's kind of a hardhead, but he's basically and fundamentally an honest and straightforward guy. And he ran on a plank of land consolidation, land reform, and decentralizing tribal government so that people in districts could participate, and I believe him. And because of his brand, and because I see well, and also because I see him performing well. And then, I don't know, it's just really time. And I think that tribal members, I think all of them, for the most part, understand the horrible situation they have been in and want out of. People are tired of it. And I think the atmosphere can be created. And, I just could be wrong. Tomorrow morning, you'd be giving me a long distance call about it. But, I think
we've got to run.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Down here sometime and take a look at the stuff again, or whether we should just divide it up and then you trade among yourselves if you got something you didn't like, or what to do with it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. know when we would get down exactly because of the garden and everything is really going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's back at work now. So I don't know if I can promise that. See, we had a locket, a silver locket that had a sort of scrolling on it, and I think it had some locks of hair inside it.
Yeah.
I might be interested in that if no one else.
I think there were two of them, weren't there?
Didn't he take one of those?
There was a little square one we thought Becky would like. Mm-hmm. It sort of looked like a little book on a chain.
Yeah.
And it had perfume in it, I think.
What is the shape of this one?
This is an oval.
Oval.
And I think it has a rather wide link chain.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought that is pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Ted's mentioned Norman portrait. What is that?
Oh, that's, what's her name, Elsie, Norman, that he was making a painting of? When Mrs. Norman?
Mrs. Norman?
I don't know, maybe I forgot the name, down there near Route 91.
Oh, Lena Chiat?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why I got the other name. Anyhow, I just wanted to remind thee if they can persuade her to let me photograph her.
Well, we haven't said anything more about it. I think she was kind of taken back a little bit. She's very privacy-minded, and maybe I can just hold off on that. And I have seven paintings commissioned before Christmas.
Steph! Gee whiz, dearie.
I don't think I'll take Lena on, at least not till next spring or something.
Right, well, but if I could get a picture of her just as a study.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dearie, but he knows what her reaction was.
Well, we can try to persuade her that she doesn't have to look pretty for the photograph. She can paint any kind of a dress or any kind of hairdo. Just a matter of getting profile and
well, maybe I can give her a call and see what her reaction is.
Yeah, not to get dressed up for it. It's just a facial study, and the dress and hair and everything like that can be painted differently.
Right. Okay, I'll see what I can work.
Now, there's one other thing, Steph. Trudy has sorted through the linen closet, and there are some sheets, a few pillowcases, and some towels. Now, of course, they're not new, but they're not ragged either.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she thought if they were washed in some downy and dried in a dryer, they'd be softer and more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But
the towels we're using are all the towels you've given us before, so they're pretty ragged.
Yeah.
And if you just wanted to get rid of them, we could certainly use them.
Well,
and
I think
haven't gotten any new ones.
Trudy has some that she was given, and of course they just need a limited amount,
mm-hmm.
and they might as well be used. So I'll bring them. How about sheets? Double bed, single bed?
Well, I think we have a pretty good supply of sheets because you gave us some just a while ago. Why don't you see if Jan can use them or someone?
Okay, and not pillowcases either.
Well, pillowcases I'm a little short on, but I have enough to go around. I just don't have extras, that's all.
Oh, well, maybe we'll take a look at towels and pillowcases then.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Ted?
No.
I think I went down, pond lily roots. Now, does he think Nobby could find a place to put these that are floating on our lily pond?
Well, we talked about this, and he didn't think that they would survive in the spring because it's so cold down at the spring, and that's the only place we have water right now.
Uh-huh. And not through the meadow where the stream runs along? Maybe that's not deep enough. I don't know.
Well, we don't have any stream except there's sort of a marshy area down
by
the beginning of the drive.
Okay. Well, then, Ted, is that...
That's it as far as I know. Hope to see you tomorrow evening.
What's that?
I hope to see you tomorrow,
late
afternoon or evening.
Good.
And we'll bring the bus, and they'll have a lot of junk in it, so I guess we won't put the bed up in it, but we'll bring our bed roll so we can put it out on the...
In the shed.
Yeah, on the beds in the shed. Is that all right?
Fine.
corroborate Nob?
Oh, no, that's perfect.
We could come
I've already told him that he's to relinquish his quarters when you come.
Well, we could come in the camper.
Oh, no, this
we'll
is
see.
Fine.
Well, there isn't as much room to
we'll see.
Carry stuff in the camper. Okay, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thanks so much for calling. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Give our love to everybody.
Okay.
You want me to bring some scrapple and sausage and that kind of thing?
Oh, I think that's hard to pack and everything. You know, you'd have to have refrigeration or something.
Well, we'll bring our camp refrigerator, and I can just stop at Penn Fruit and get some things
like
that.
Oh, no, don't get anything. I thought you meant just extras or something, but please don't bring anything like that, really.
Okay.
Get yourselves organized and come on up.
Yeah, we don't want to eat off of you all the time.
Oh, that's all right. We're eating off the garden. We've got to eat that stuff.
Okay, dearie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.